We're joined by Big Will Minton, who had a great game today.
Definitely. We've been out with the fans out in the street, and certainly the players since November have been putting a hell of a lot of effort in to get a score and to get a win, and thank God for that.
So it's just absolutely fantastic. Now, Will, these imbeciles up here, not the people who are out there listening right around Australia, they don't believe me when I say that you are seriously challenging Kenny G as the next big thing in clarinetism. Now, Will, I'm not going to embarrass you, but at the 5th Williamstown Sea Scouts annual dinner last November, we are picking up the action with Wilbur Winson,
Minson,
just giving us a little bit of a rendition on the clarinet. Give me a bit of that, will you?
Give it.
Here we go,
folks.
Listen to this. So Blake said to me outside, he said, "You're like a dog with a bone." I said, "A dog's got nothing on me." The amount of feedback I've got during the week who thought that I was winding Will Minson up last week by saying he was a clarinet player. I have delved into the archives of Croc Media, and at the launching of the 5th Mordialloc Sea Scouts last year on the banks of the Mordialloc Creek, when they celebrated 80 years of existence, Will Minson actually opened proceedings with this marvellous rendition. Right, that'll do, David. You've done well.
The thing I love about a good ruckman, they actually bring the ball down to advantage, but then they really follow it up. And you see Big Marich at Richmond, he's so important. And Will Minson's very much in the same mould. So he's just got to bash and
crash. He was great last week, Will Minson. He was great 12 months ago at the opening of the 5th Mordialloc Sea Scouts.
Thank you, yes.
Where we're just going to take it just
we've
a slight thing.
We've got Sam Duncan downstairs.
Well,
and we've got...
they can wait. There we go. So there you are. Okay, there you go. Right up.
We've got Jack Heverin upstairs keeping us up to date with all the statistical news and other games being played today. Jack?
Thank you, Sandy. Should be an interesting afternoon. Looking forward to it.
Cross goes out wide to the outer side of the ground. They're like a couple at a dance, those two. G and Syracuse eventually sees it over the line.
What sort of dance are you talking about?
Well,
mate?
Probably a waltz because they were holding one another.
Well, they're two men. What sort of dance is it, do you think?
Very funny.
Thank you very much.
Did you ever go to those dances?
The Electric
boarding
Club.
Boarding school we had them.
What,
dancing classes.
Did you?
No, but the girls came. But the girls arrived, I mean.
Well, we get Will Minson to play the opening.
No, we can't. Now, here's Griffin. Griffin, shut up, Will!
I'll tell you what Liam doesn't know, that yesterday we broadcast a game and Will Minson is a world-class clarinet player.
Yep.
This isn't the opening of the 5th Mordialloc Sea Scouts.
Not Kenny G.
Oh, dear.
No, it is Will G.
Get that rubbish off, David. It's Carlton versus Collingwood here and they're fighting for the football. Three votes so far. Joe Watson, Gary Ablett, Michael Barlow, Rex's friend, the musician, Will Minson, Brad Ebert, and Kieran Jack, all from round one.
And so that is what success is all about, because he's not only successful on the field, Wilbur Minson, he is successful off the field and has been a self-taught musician who one day will threaten Kenny G as the world's leading clarinetologist. Let's now pick up a little bit of the action again there, David, from the 5th Mordialloc Sea Scouts 80th year celebrations on the banks of the Mordialloc Creek.
Work all that out, ladies and gentlemen, and you're a better man than me, Gunga Din.